Nechal Elalim in New York, the simplest shot would be that the Menuyav Shel Pesach. In other words, an outsider can't come in and just eat Chagiga and walk away. He has to eat it with Pesach. So he has to be money on the Pesach. So that makes sense. That's a tziruf. That's a tziruf. But I would say, Rabbi Mann's question was, what do I mean that it's an extension of the Pesach? Does it mean that if you eat the Chagiga, you have a key in Pesach? That's very difficult to say, Charlie. So what I would say is that it's considered an extension in terms of Aval HaShulchan. In other words, there's a kiyum on Pesach of Aval HaShulchan. Maybe Yom HaShulchan. Doesn't Ram counsel you if you put in maybe this, maybe that. So the halacha of Aval HaShulchan to be koveya the Pesach as Al HaShulchan is being nikva as a chefetz shel sova because of the phenomenon of Aval HaShulchan. So in that sense, it's an extension of the Pesach.
Can you repeat this last part? Okay.
In other words, what we're saying is that it's not an extension of the Pesach in terms of achila. That when you ate the carbon, the chagiga, you have a kiyum of achila as a Pesach. It's a halacha of an extension of the Pesach vis-a-vis the Aval HaShulchan. So that's why it must be identical. Because otherwise, in terms of Aval HaShulchan, it wouldn't be manifest. Okay? That's what I was saying.
How is that? Why would it require all those individual things? It's the sli and...
In other words, he's saying, in order for it to function as a chefza that's koveya, the Pesach, to be nechal al asova, so it has to be similar. It has to be mitzurif. So how are you mitzarif it? It has all the halachas of the Pesach. It's almost like one entity. But that's why the Aval HaShulchan requires that it's what? It's identical. Bas Shana, Zohar, Bas Shana, what else? Tzon, Tzli, every, the whole midi.
Right. And can we define, maybe just to make it clear?
Yeah.
The Mahalokas?
In other words, what we did here was we made recourse to the Mar Nebuchim. Page 361 Friedland's edition, where he gives the reasons for Tzli and, of course, Loyolin, that it all has to be Chipazon. So... And if you don't have that element in every carbon Pesach every year, you're going to be missing the whole concept of remembering the carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim. So therefore, Ben Tema learns that just like that you can't have another achila of basar, which would contradict the nature of the Achilas Alayla of Pesach. Because the reasons for the Achilas Alayla of Pesach is all part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you can't have a separate achilas basar, because all the laws that were created for the Pesach were done in order to facilitate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you had another achila that you ate differently than the Korban Pesach, that would obstruct the whole concept of the Korban Pesach. So the any basar which you're going to be ochel b'leil zeh would have to be nechal kamo pesach, exactly kamo pesach. So the lina, so the Torah expresses it in lina, that's primary. Because otherwise you can stick around until the next morning and eat the chagiga. But it's not just lina, it's every aspect. The halacha just, in one fell swoop, made one halacha. That there can only be that type of achilas basar b'layla hazeh. So even though it's a different carbon, but it must be nechal kamal pesach. And nechal kamal pesach with regard to every single particular. Then you could say minuyo of means you have to be a money on that one. Because the Rambam brings down minuy as part of the reason. That you shouldn't be running around, should be all appointed. So then Ben Tema is coming from a different place. And Tema is saying that the way the Korban Pesach was Nechal was for reasons of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there can't be any other type of Achila B'layla Hazeh in a different Basar. Because that would contradict the Zecher. In other words, the reason why the Pesach was Nechal that way, the Tama Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah. Because of the fact that it's Sipur. That it's Sipur.
It's a different night.
It's a different type of, that's right. So on that night, you have to have a certain, you can only have a certain type of Achila.
Right, that's good. Very good.
Right. It's a din of the Lila. Din of the Lila. And if not, you're over a lot. In other words, you can't have an achilas basar that's so sir the derech achila of the Korban Pesach. V'achlos abasar b'laylo. Yeah, so the question we asked 30 years ago, that the Rambam paskins not like Ben Tema. And the Gemara brings a right from Ben Tema, from the Kasha Alala Zekulotzli. Okay? So, how could the Rambam have the question Alala Zekulotzli? So, Aaron pointed out there's a Taisus that has a difficulty with this whole thing. Because he says the Mishnah suddenly is switching to Ben Tema. So Taisus says the Gemara already took that up before, and the Gemara doesn't mention it here because it's relying on before. But the Rambam could learn that it's really machlokas, that the Gemara before was thinking that the she'ela has to be with regard to every cheftza that has a kiyum mitzvah balayla, which would include the chagiga. But Lamaskana in the Mishnah, they changed their mind. The Gemara changed its mind. And the Gemara thought, no, the only thing that it refers to is that which is really intrinsically in Mishnah. So it's not referring at all to Chagiga. Because like the Rav said, the She'elos are really enunciations of the Mitzvah Savala. So it's only referring to that which is essentially a mitzvah salada, which is Pesach.
Right.
So it says kulotzli. But it doesn't mention chagiga because that is not really intrinsic. It's only bo machmas of Pesach. So therefore, it's no raya to ben tema. But in the first, the Gemara thought it is a raya, because the Gemara thought it's everything that has a kiyum achila. Then later, the Mishnah, later the Gemara didn't learn the Mishnah like ben tema, because it's only those things which are intrinsically mitzvah salayla, not things that are on the shulchan because of the fact that they're both machmas pesach.
Right.
That's good.
That's good.
Okay, well, so.